Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series in The Lower Lights. We've looked at various ones over the past weeks. And we come today to Manassan of Cyprus, an old disciple. One thing about the Word of God is this. It is a very comprehensive book when it comes to holding out the encouragements of God for everything rendered in His name and for His praise. Not only does it take time and space to mention those who directly help by joining their labours to the labours of those who labour in the gospel, but it also takes into account those who furnish a bit of rest or respite to those who labour in the gospel. In chapter 21 of Acts of the Apostles, we find the Apostle Paul on his way to Jerusalem. He stops off at the home of Philip the Evangelist, and it's there that Agabus the prophet speaks some words of solemn warning to Paul regarding his proposed trip to the Jewish capital. Agabus took Paul's girdle, we are told, and having bound his own hands and feet with it, he declared, "Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle." Paul is moved, and yet unmoved, by the scenes that follow the prophecy. "What mean ye to weep and break mine heart?" he says. "For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Mighty words from the mighty Paul concerning a mighty undertaking in his life. Now we ought not to miss the general scene, nor the events that follow on from Paul's great words. Paul is lodging with the evangelist Philip at this time, and as Agabus the prophet takes Paul's girdle, we are being given a glimpse of the apostle taking a bit of respite from his labours in the gospel. The girdle was that bit of the Eastern dress that bound everything up and held the whole thing together. When a man was ready to work or walk, he girded up his garments. When he relaxed, he took off his girdle and laid it aside. Agabus takes Paul's girdle. He doesn't take it from Paul, but from the place where Paul has laid it aside as he has taken and is taking this bit of well-earned rest under Philip's roof. Philip affords him such an opportunity. He is given to hospitality. And being given to hospitality is a great means in being a help in the gospel work. But Paul leaves Philip's house and goes on to Jerusalem. And where will he find a lodging in Jerusalem, this marked man whom the Jews seek? It is here that we read for the one and only time of this man, Manassan of Cyprus, an old disciple. An old disciple, Luke tells us in Acts, with whom we should lodge. Thus, in the self-same context that tells of Paul's mighty words and deeds, this also is written, that an old disciple gave the Lord's great servant a lodging. Just another lower light. May these thoughts be of encouragement and of strength to you. Thank you for listening. This is another podcast in the series Lower Lights from the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Bye.